It's Arizona Beer Week, February 8th through the 18th. Enjoy a collaboration beer brewed by four local breweries at Prescott Brewing Company's downtown brewery. They named it Hayes Gone Awry. Enjoy this session New England-style IPA at one of the four breweries who collaborated on this brew. Also, enjoy PBC's beer canned chicken platter, smoked in-house and slathered in PBC's beer-infused barbecue sauce, and a 12-ounce can of your favorite PBC packaged beer. The whole deal for only $11.99 at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Your attention, please. This is a public savings announcement. Finley Hyundai Prescott announces aggressive savings on all new Hyundai vehicles, like the new 2018 Hyundai Elantra, with savings up to $6,300 off MSRP. A new Hyundai Santa Fe offers savings up to $6,000 off MSRP, both with four models to choose from. The new Hyundai Tucson Dynamic Design has aggressive discounts up to $4,000 off MSRP with eight models to choose from. Or take advantage of 0% APR on most models. All backed by America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Hyundai Assurance. Get 2 years free routine maintenance with the purchase of new 1 year on pre-owned. Finley Hyundai Prescott will meet or beat any Hyundai dealer's written price in the state on the same make, model, year, and trim level, or you receive $1,000. Thank you for voting us the Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award. Shop online anytime at FinleyHyundaiPrescott.com or call 928-771-6950. Offer on approved credit plus tax, title, license, $495.B and dealer installed accessories. Must qualify for all rebates and discounts. Sale offers cannot be combined. Stock numbers 835245, 836855, 837200.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are going to talk about the market a little bit later on here on Talk of the Town. But right now, we're going to talk about a stock that's way, way up, and that is Cottonwood. Stuff is happening in Cottonwood. And one of the happening people there in the happening place known as Cottonwood is Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood, Casey Rooney. And he joins us live right now with a special guest.
Well, thank you, Sam. I'm looking forward later on to hear about the market. I don't think I'm going to freak out. One of those kind of just steady, small and let's have a big dip in the market. Good afternoon. Welcome to town. Again, this is Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director in the City of Cottonwood, and I am here today with my guest, Aileen Smart. She is the owner of Smart Window Creations. And I've been here 11 years. Aileen, how long have you? You've been around longer than I have.
Our connection evidently is a little bit scratchy. Hopefully everyone out there can hear it well.
I can hear you just fine. I think you're okay. So how long have you been around this area?
About 16 years, about 18 years in Arizona, but 16 years here, and it's my favorite place ever to live.
Oh, great. Where did you come from originally? I'm just curious.
Northern California.
Northern California?
Right.
Okay. Well,
Monterey Bay area, which is gorgeous, yet this is even more so.
Well, we're pretty fortunate to be here in this beautiful area. You are the owner of Smart Window Creation. Have you been going for 16 years, or was that a startup a few years ago, or how long have you been in that particular business?
No, I actually started the business 16 years ago when I moved to Sedona.
Oh, that's great. Now you are somewhere between Cottonwood and Glendale. Isn't that you're sort of right outside of Cottonwood there?
Yes, well, I'm a little bit of everywhere because I always go to my client's home and take everything to them that they need to make a decision about their window treatments. However, I do operate from my home, which is technically in Clarkdale, and travel wherever they need me.
So what drew you to business, of all the businesses in the world somebody could be involved in, what drew you to that?
Well, I just, on a whim, actually, I wanted to move to Sedona. I was trying to decide what I wanted to do when I got here. And I heard someone doing a talk about their business, which happened to be doing window treatments. And all of a sudden I went, that's it. I know that's what I'm supposed to do. Started out the second I moved here and just have gone from there. And 16 years later, I have fabulous clients, lots of fun with my clients, and travel all over the
world. What's an idea, Jillian, of your typical client? Maybe there isn't a typical client, but give me an idea of the people that you serve in your business.
Okay. Most of my clients, well, of course, around here, we have a lot of people that come to retire, or they come to create their second, third, or fourth home, or just to move here because of the beauty. So my typical clients are people actually that have fun. They enjoy themselves. They're positive. They like to have quality things in their home and quality things around them. And those are the kind of people that I work well with because I have the same values that they do.
Wow. So that's kind of your typical client. I know the people on the phone or on the radio today listening to us, a lot of them are from Prescott and Prescott Valley, as well as the Valley. And I know over, particularly in Prescott Valley, there's a ton of new housing going up over there. Some nice track home. What are the latest trends when it comes to window treatment?
Well, window treatment, trend-wise, it's usually more about color, if there's going to be a trend. The thing, and this is what I do when I meet with my clients, is to sit down with them and ask them questions to understand who they are, what's important to them, what kind of function they want with their window treatments, what kind of look do they want, and what kind of budget they hope to accomplish. And then we take that information. Once I really understand what's truly important to them about the window treatments, then I can make suggestions to them of products that actually do exactly what they want.
Yeah. Well, I know in my office here in Old Town Cottonwood, my blinds were so old that they were like, sort of disintegrating. So I went, and I didn't put a whole lot of thought into it because it's my office. It's not my home, which is two different kind of projects. But I just put in some mini blinds. They were inexpensive. I suppose that's one way to go about it. But if I were doing it in my home, I'd look at it completely different. So I imagine, you know, it depends on the environment that you're in. Doesn't that have a lot to do with it?
Has a lot to do with it, but it is. It's form, function, and budget. And as I just explained, it's for me to understand what is really important to that client with the window treatments that we're going to put in there. And there are so many choices out there, it's really difficult and sometimes a little scary for them to know what is it that is out there that's going to do what I want to do, or is there even anything out there, or is there maybe something that I don't realize it might be even better than I think it could be. And that's the 16 years of knowledge that I take with me to help them pick the best thing that when we get done, the goal is always for them to be happy, for them to feel comfortable, and just sit back and go, wow, this is great. This is what I wanted.
So when people are this and they're looking around for somebody to do this kind of work, what makes, you know, people come to you versus, you know, the competition? I don't know what the competition is, how much there is. What we're going to wrap this up here in about a minute and go to a break, but why do people come to you? They come to
usually
you. I'm sure there's a lot of good reasons besides you're just a nice person, but tell me why they come to
you.
Well,
that's a big part of it, actually, and they trust me right away. They know I'm a kind of person that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, and that I have the knowledge, and I'm going to be honest with them. I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to, it's their home, not my home, and I need to understand them and what they want. So it's, for me, it just seems really simple. I don't get attached to what they buy. I get attached to that when we're done, they're happy.
They're happy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's a good strategy. I mean, if they're not happy, it's not business. But we're going to take a break here, Aileen. And so my guest today is Aileen Smart. If for those of you who just joined us, you can hang in here with me a minute. We'll talk more to Aileen after this break.
All right, that sounds good. So we will take a quick pause and be back with more Talk of the Town Cottonwood right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Ah, love. It's a beautiful thing. Like the lovely Valentine's Day special menu at Auggie's. Chef Joel has lovingly created a four-course dinner with choices at each level from appetizer to dessert. Four courses, $40 per person. Don't forget reservations. Call Auggie's at 777-0330. Auggie's Valentine's Day dinner in place of the regular menu, one night only. Auggie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69 with your Valentine.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And back to Cottonwood for Casey Rooney and his special guest.
All right. Thank you, Sanford. Yes, and my special guest is Aileen Smart, and a wonderful lady from a company called Smart Window Creations. That's kind of a unique name. Where did you come up with that name, Aileen? Smart Window Creations.
Well, of course, part of it is that's my last name is Smart, okay. So it's a very strong word out in the world these days, and I thought I definitely need to take advantage of that because it's going to attract clients. And then when they meet me, of course, it's a matter of relationship, and like we were just talking, them trusting me and understanding that I do know what I'm doing, and yeah, that they can talk to me and they can be open with me if there's something they don't like or they're afraid of, or they, whatever is going on around the window treatments, they don't have to be afraid that, oh, if I tell her that, she's not gonna whatever. So
yeah,
most of my clients also become friends many times. So because
that's great, you know, like I mentioned before, I put, you know, some window treatments in my office, and they were, you know, mini blinds. It wasn't a very big, tough decision for me, but I'll bet for a lot of people it is a tough decision. Is it?
It is. It is. They're making an investment in their house. They're making it an investment in the beauty of their home as well. And they also want the function that we've got from 20 degrees in the wintertime to 110 sometimes in summertime, and you have to be able to think about that and cover all the bases there, yet at the same time have it be something that fits in with who they are and what their decor is. And so that does, it takes some consideration. There's lots and lots of detail that actually goes into window treatments that people don't usually realize.
Yeah, I imagine, Aileen, that you've got some pretty discriminating customers out there, too, so that have really high standards. And then you've probably got people that are looking like lower-budget-type products. And how do you balance that?
Well, again, it depends. If it's a rental house, well, then, of course, we're going to be looking at completely different products. My specialty and what I specialize in is Hunter Douglas products. After 16 years, I just found that their values at Hunter Douglas, their customer service, their eye for detail, their staying on top of the fashion world, there's all a bunch of parts and pieces that go into it on top of the technology, that I just kind of divorced all the other companies and went with them because I know they will stand behind me and my client when we're having a challenge.
So but you kind of, somebody, I might come to you and say, help me out, Aileen, I need some help, and then you'll help me, and then you'll bring the best installers that you know of in the area to do the installation?
The installers I work with are not my employees. They are professional installers. It's their own business. That's what they do every single day, is doing installs all over the Verde Valley and sometimes down into Phoenix and over into Prescott. And they've been doing it for years, and they are very good at it.
Well, that's good, because I wouldn't want somebody tearing into my house that didn't know what they were doing. And I would appreciate the perspective of a professional like you to show me what would look best, because I may choose something that's really crazy. My wife and I probably have different tastes, and you could kind of help balance that conversation and make sure we go in the right direction.
Well, that's one of maybe the more challenging things sometimes, is many times it's true. The husband wants one thing, the wife wants something else, or whoever is in the household, they all have their ideas of what is the right thing to put in the window. So we talk about it. Sometimes it's about compromise and figuring out how they're going to use it, and then deciding from different points of view what really is going to make sense. And I do sometimes have to kind of play referee, but not really badly.
Rein them in a little bit, huh?
Yeah. No, we have fun with it. I love people. I love working with people, and I love making it fun. It's to me, life is too short if we're not having fun. So we want to.
No kidding. I agree 100%. Hey, how do people find out about your business besides being on the radio with me? Is it word of mouth, referrals? How do people find out about your business?
These days, I get a ton of business through the internet, through my website, through other. I have several websites, actually, through Hunter Douglas's website, through just searches. I get tons of people that search, and I happen to come up first on the list, and so they'll call me, they'll look at my website, they'll get a little idea of who I am. And I've had some go to the Better Business Bureau and certainly look at the A-plus rating and go, okay, and some of the other awards and things that I have, that I must know something about what I'm doing. And because they're looking for somebody they can trust, really, and they should, and it's an important step that they're doing in their home, and I definitely value that and put the same importance in what I'm doing into what they want to accomplish.
Well, I noticed you were just talking about your website. What is your website? So just so our listeners can jot this down.
Yeah, it's just Smart Window Creations with an S .com. And you can throw the www and w in front of it if you want to, but these days you really don't have to.
So smartwindowcreations.com.
Correct.
Awesome. So a lot of your business, I mean, I see you out in the community all over the place. I see you at chamber events. I imagine that kind of networking is good for your business, too, just being out in the community and helping people.
Yeah, I've had several clients that come to me after seeing me several years at a bunch of functions. And they get to talk to me and know me and trust me, and then they'll call when they're ready. But also, of course, my previous clients happily refer a lot of people to me because they are happy with what we did and continue to be happy, and then they call me back as well to do more. So there's right now we are extremely busy, so yay.
So there's something to be said for being out in the community and giving back and referrals. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that come into the mix to make you successful, right?
There is, because my community is definitely important to me as well as my clients. And so I do volunteer for many different things and help out in different projects and such, and belong to both the Cottonwood and the Sedona Chamber.
Ah, good. Well, you've got a bunch of people listening to you from Prescott and Prescott Valley, so you might want to consider those chambers as well. Not that I'm trying to, turn you on to all these chambers. I know there's expense to marketing. But, I also understand that you have a beautiful place here in town, and it's an Airbnb, right?
I do. It's part of my home.
And is there a way that if people wanted to see that, they could do that? Do you have a website or something for that, or do they just go into Airbnb?
They would just go to Airbnb for that. And it's a wonderful setup that Airbnb has created. And I'm always in delight of my wonderful guests. It's the same thing with my window treatment clients as well, is that I love people. I love working with them. I love assisting them. I love helping them in any way that I can. And many times I do help them in many ways besides just their window treatments. And they call me for lots of referrals because they trust me. I feel very blessed.
Do you do ceiling fans and that sort of thing, too?
No, I've had my clients ask me for many things. We do some reupholstery, we do bedding, we do draperies, of course, and cornices, and the whole, if it goes on the window, outside solar sheets, motorized pretty much you name it, you'll see it on my website.
Great. And that website, again, for our listeners is www.smartwindowcreations.com. And Aileen's telephone number, if you want to give her a call, is 928-204-9041. And Aileen, we got to wrap this up. I want to thank you for being my guest. Aileen, again, is the owner of Smart Windows Window Creations, and look her up on Airbnb too. And you know she's got a great place out between Clarkdale and Cottonwood. And just a wonderful person. So, Aileen, I want to thank you for being with us today, and look forward to seeing you at another chamber event here shortly. And I want to talk about blinds before you leave today.
Okay. No worries, right. And I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
All right. Thank you, Aileen. Have a great day. Back to Sanford.
All righty. Thank you, Cottonwood. And we're going to take a break for news and come back and talk to you about what everybody's talking about these days, and that is the market. Down is the new up. Stay tuned. There's more after the news on Talk of the Town. KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You're sampling the best!
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the Indoor Event Center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. You'll find a wide variety of information, activities, health screenings, and demonstrations for everyone, young families and older adults as well. And while you're there, you can meet the Northern Arizona Suns basketball players. Our own NBA G League team will be on hand for autographs, photos, and even a practice scrimmage. Grab a game schedule and a few Suns giveaways too. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018 at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Sedona woman who has been charged with sexual conduct with a minor has been released on bond. 60-year-old Douglas Gilbert and his 41-year-old wife, Kimberly Corba, were arrested January 31st in the village of Oak Creek. The couple operates a chiropractic office, but they claim they also treat patients for emotional clearing. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office detectives have learned the couple befriended a 17-year-old girl with emotional issues and allegedly offered her a tea mixed with psychedelic mushrooms as part of the therapy. In November 2016, they took the teen camping and engaged her in various sexual acts. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight D. Evelyn explains Gilbert and Corba were taken into custody.
During 2017, detectives continued the investigation into the activities of Douglas and his wife, including additional interviews regarding the circumstances as alleged by the victim. Additional evidence was developed and documented, resulting in the arrest of Douglas and his wife.
D'Evelyn says an investigation into other possible incidents is ongoing.
Anyone who has experienced similar interaction with the suspects, speak with Detective Rick Lopez at 928-554-8714. If you wish to remain anonymous, please call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232.
Gilbert had previously been released on a $125,000 bond. Corba has been released on the same bond amount. The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight to consider a site lease for a new telecommunications facility.
Back in 2015, Verizon approached Allinx with a proposal to put the facility in the town public works yard on Laredo Drive. According to Deputy Town Manager Ryan Judy, a number of issues had to be resolved, primarily that this location had previously been included in a lease for financing of town facilities. Those issues have been cleared up, and Allinx has entered into a sublease with Verizon for that space for a five-year period and is now proposing a lease with the town for nearly $1,500 a month. Following the first 5 years, that amount would increase 15% for every five-year renewal. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the library auditorium on Civic Circle. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, clouds roll in for this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 35 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 63 tomorrow and a high of 59 on Saturday. 34 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 74 and a high on Saturday of 71. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's Arizona Beer Week, February 8th through the 18th. Enjoy a collaboration beer brewed by four local breweries at Prescott Brewing Company's Downtown Brewery. They named it Haze Gone Awry. Enjoy this session New England-style IPA at one of the four breweries who collaborated on this brew. Also, enjoy PBC's Beer Can Chicken Platter, smoked in-house and slathered in PBC's beer-infused barbecue sauce, and a 12-ounce can of your favorite PBC packaged beer. The whole deal for only $11.99 at Prescott Brewing Company, Downtown Prescott.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's how-to chick seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, how are you? You're probably wondering what is going on with the stock market because, you know, we were looking at up and 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 up, and now all of a sudden it's down, down, down. And so people are worried. They're deciding whether or not they should panic or whether they should, sell all their stuff. Or wait, or buy, or hold. Pretty sage advice so far, huh? Well, the The market is poised for a phenomenon that is called a melt-up. A melt-up. And here's what we're talking about. And first of all, for a matter of reference, I know you folks hear me on the radio from time to time and, you know, wonder what else does this guy know. And not only do I have a degree in economics, but I also, you know, have been on the board of directors of a couple of publicly traded companies. And I've been a stock market investor since I became an adult. I used to be the executive producer of the 11 Alive Wall Street Report in Atlanta, and this is when the Dow Jones Industrials average was at 652. Today, it stands, after the latest meltdown, at 23,860. So, to know where we are, we have to understand how we got here a little bit. And basically, we got here on cheap money. Because when money costs are relatively low, as interest rates have been, you know, punishingly low for the last decade, people are looking for alternatives to get return on their money. And so the idea of going to a financial institution and depositing your money in the bank and getting a passbook savings account, well, you don't do that anymore because the interest rates are so unbelievably low. I mean, you get 0.1% on your money, which is, you know, ridiculous. So, you know, years ago in a place far, far away, we had a slightly different scenario. We had double-digit inflation, and the psychology at that time was buy now before the price goes up. And that literally applied to everything from groceries to, you know, to vehicles, to land, to, you know, laundry detergent. I mean, you know, buy now before the price goes up. So we had 10% inflation. We had 12.5% passbook savings account interest rates. You could walk into your federal savings bank and put $100 in a passbook account, and they would pay you, no joke, 12.5%. Now, if you went to go buy a house and you wanted to get a home mortgage, well, then you were talking about a mortgage rate that started around 14.5% and scaled all the way up to 18, even 20%. So yeah, it's a combination of either really, really overheated economy, which is what it was back in the early 80s, or really, really, really stagnant economy, which is what we had over the last 10 years. Now, Donald Trump gets elected. Now, granted, the stock market's been doing pretty well. You know, we, you know, had that hiccup there in 2008. It was a great buying opportunity, obviously. You had a market that crept up to the, you know, 10, 11,000 level and then crashed to like the 6,600 level. Well, then it gradually ratcheted itself back up to, you know, almost 26,000. So that was a great opportunity. If you had cashed out, you know, any time within the last 4 months after having bought stocks, you know, 2 and 3 and 5 years ago, you did really, really well. Well, for those of us that didn't get out in time for the latest correction, and I'm going to call it a correction, when the stock market, when the Dow Jones Industrials and the other indices go down a solid 10%, that is considered being in correction territory. You can go anywhere from 10 to 20% and be in a correction. And if it becomes a long-standing downturn, that is what translates to a bear market. We've had a bull market, a crazy bull market, for the last umpteen years, mostly not because the economy has been doing so well, but because there isn't any place else to invest your money. And so people have been investing in all of these, you know, new IPOs, you know, the new placements. So the, you know, the Googles and Apples and Facebooks and Snapchats and, you know, but for every one of those, there's also been a Fitbit, and there's also been, you know, there's been Valiant Pharma, which was another one that went up to like 100 and something, and now is like down around 10. I mean, you know, so the stock market always has been a gamble. Always. It is a gamble. The people that play it are gambling. Now, there are ways to play the stock market where you're gambling less, and that's what I'm here to talk about. There's a whole class of investments called REITs, a real estate investment trust, REIT, real estate investment trust. And real estate investment trusts are really interesting because they're traded just like stocks. But the difference is that in order to qualify as a real estate investment trust, you have to pay out a huge percentage of your income to your stockholders. So REITs are typically known to be relatively stable. Now, I look down the line of REITs today, and a lot of these REITs are at their 52-week lows in terms of their price, which I think creates an opportunity. Because a lot of these real estate investment trusts, and I own several, they pay anywhere from 5.8% to 8.5% to 9%. And we're talking about companies that invest not in retail malls, because that's not where the hot investment capital is going, but instead they invest in medical properties, long-term senior care apartments and facilities. And they're, even though those stocks, those REITs have been beaten down by this correction the last few days, if you look them up, they're paying a really good interest rate right now. And the fact is the income on a lot of these investments are pretty stable. I mean, no matter what happens to the stock market, old folks are still going to be paying for their senior living. And, you know, multifamily apartments are still going to be occupied by people in the more moderate income range, because they really have no other alternative but to rent apartments. And so you have these real estate investment trusts that own apartment buildings, you know, by the hundreds throughout the country. And so it's very stable income. But like panic selling, a lot of these REITs have been thrown out like the baby with the bathwater. And so I am not going to make a specific recommendation as to which real estate investment trust you should look at, but I would say look at all of them. And nowadays with, you know, TD Ameritrade and E-Trade and the ability to buy these things online, you can invest, you know, a couple thousand dollars. You don't have to be JP Gottrocks, you know, in order to, you know, invest in real estate investment trusts. And the money that these trusts throw off sometimes can be involved in what's called a DRIP, a direct reinvestment in principles. So the DRIP program, the money that you get every quarter, and some of these REITs even pay monthly, can be automatically reinvested in more shares of the REITs. And that's kind of like compound interest in a way. And the other good thing about REITs is it really doesn't matter what the stock price does. You're not buying it in the hopes that it's going to go up and triple and quadruple and everything else, like, you know, Snapchat or Bitcoin or one of these other things. These real estate investment trusts are basically the certificates of deposit of today. And REITs do go broke. It's definitely not without risk. But, you know, currencies don't always hold their value either. So there is an opportunity here if you want to take the bull by the horns and look at real estate investment trusts, particularly ones that that are focused on the healthcare field, because those are ones that we're moving more and more baby boomers into that realm, so that the demand for those products that those real estate investment trusts provide are most likely going to stay in a growth mode for at least another 20 years. So it's a very safe bet. It's not foolproof. It's not a guarantee. But, you know, for my money, it's a good place to go. And this is a good time to be looking right now. Imagine if you were down at the 6,000 level on the Dow Jones Industrial Average back when the meltdown happened, and you had some extra money and said, you know what? I'm going to buy some of those Dow Jones stocks. Well, you would have been rewarded for your forward looking. And now, of course, that you rode the wave all the way up to 26,000. Well, you got beat down to 23,000 today. And you know what? You're still way ahead from where you bought it. It never hurts to take a little profit, which is what's happening here. Some of these people's holdings have gotten so inflated that they're coming in and they're selling maybe half of what they originally bought. Keep taking their profits and waiting it out with the rest of it. So it's not really panic selling. It's more portfolio readjustment selling. A lot of it is institutional. A lot of these big brokers or big institutions or hedge funds have computerized trading programs that when a certain index gets to a certain point, it triggers all their sell triggers or all their buy triggers or whatever it is. And so, selling, buying into a seller's market takes guts, but it also, there are ways in which you can do it where you're not putting your principal seriously at risk. And a real estate investment trust is a great way to do it. A lot of them are trading at their 52-week lows right now, and they are paying anywhere from 5.5% to 9%. I strongly suggest you look at them yourself. Just go on Google and look up real estate investment trust. There's a great newsletter by Brett Owens called Contrarian Outlook that specializes in high dividend stocks and real estate investment trusts. That would be one you definitely want to take a look at. But don't panic. Unless you bought stock in the last 3 weeks, you're in really good shape because you've been riding this wave of Trump optimism for over a year, where your Dow Jones average went from 15 or 16 to 26. So if you have to sell some of your stock to take some profits and take some chips off the table, there's no shame in doing that. But the problem is when everybody does it all at the same time, that's when you have the market downturn like you've had this week. So this isn't panic selling. It's just simply a necessary correction from overly optimistic and enthusiastic buying that really didn't have its basis on true profits and earnings. And that's why going to a real estate investment trust and looking at real earnings, real income, real return on your money is a really good idea right now. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a really bad idea, and that is letting Nancy Pelosi talk for 8 hours on the House floor. My ears still hurt. We'll be back. Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Ah, love. It's a beautiful thing, like the lovely Valentine's Day special menu at Auggie's. Chef Joel has lovingly created a four-course dinner with choices at each level from appetizer to dessert. Four courses, $40 per person. Don't forget reservations. Call Auggie's at 777-0330. Auggie's Valentine's Day dinner in place of the regular menu, one night only. Auggie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69 with your Valentine.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's
right, you
your
get
host,
to talk now.
Sanford Cohen.
You get to talk now. You get to talk
low,
now.
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah. So Nancy Pelosi took to the floor of the House of Representatives and talked nonstop for 8 hours.
I think that's great because she, when the State of the Union came up, she wasn't able to stand at all. She's saving her strength for that, I guess.
Actually, I think this is a new form, because it's in Washington, D.C., this is a new form of capital punishment to have to sit and listen.
I thought you said filibuster.
To sit and listen to... Now, Nancy Pelosi didn't get where she was because she's a moron. She may sound like one from time to time. But she's very skillful at what she does, making deals to keep her, you know, minority leader position. What was she thinking about the 8 hours thing? That you know that this was gonna somehow, you know, make her more of a leader in the world for, you know, being able to sit there and blah, 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 blah,
got it on the front page.
8 hours. And the thing is, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Nancy Pelosi and I agree on a single thing. We probably don't, you know, but one thing I definitely don't agree with her on is that trying to somehow overtalk everyone into coming along with your position, no matter how wrongheaded it is not the way to go. You know, volume when it comes to words is not necessarily effective. You would be better off going for quality rather than quantity. And I thought her 8 hour snorathon was it was uncalled for, not necessary. Our government has so many things it needs to do. Sitting and listening to her for 8 hours, I think, would be one of, on the priority list. It's got to be somewhere in the low 27, 28,000 level. You know, there's 27,999 other things more important than anything Nancy Pelosi had to say for 8 hours on the House floor. I don't know how those people hung in there. I really don't.
Out of respect, afraid to say, some of them are afraid to say anything. Nancy will get you.
But it is nonetheless revealing to watch the layers of the onion become unpeeled on this whole Russia collusion, Clinton Foundation, email, Comey, blah, blah thing. And, you know, sometimes the details are so detailed that it makes it almost hard to follow all the way through to the end of the explanation. But you should know, as we should all know, what they come up with is something worth paying attention to. Because ultimately, if the FBI used a opposition research thing to launch a FISA warrant against an opposing political party, political candidate, I mean, that's literally stuff that gets done in, like, you know, dictatorships. That's just crazy stuff. And, you know, hopefully they'll figure it out. But in the meantime, we've got Mark Levin. And boy, you think he's figured it out? Turn your radio down just a little bit, because Mark, I think, is going to, you know, be using the upward end of your volume knob all on his own. So stay tuned for that here on the Talk of the Quad Cities. And tomorrow we'll do a recount of the Super Bowl and look ahead to the Arizona Cardinals' new coach and new staff and maybe even a new quarterback. So that's all happening on Let's Talk Sports tomorrow at 4. Big thank you to Casey Rooney over in Cottonwood for joining us this afternoon. And for Chuck Roberts, I'm Sanford Cohen, and we will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.